What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut, and now it's grown back again.
Now what's that?
A second growth of hay or clover. It's...
Oh, second cutting.
Okay.
It'd be hay, I guess.
What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And let's see, what do you call a little thing that's made out of cornmeal? It's in a ball and it's fried.
Muffin.
Okay. And there's another one that's made in a little ball and it might have onions in it and it's fried in deep fat. Eat it with fish.
Let's see, that's another hot
one. Hush puppy?
Hush puppy.
Okay. And let's see, what about something that's another ball sort of thing? It's made with cornmeal. And it's boiled with a ham hock, or sometimes it's boiled with pot liquor from turnip greens. Do you ever have those?
I don't believe.
I'm thinking about cornmeal dumplings. Do you ever have
those? They have. They
yeah, what is them called now?
Cornmeal dumplings.
Mm-hmm. That's what we always called them at home. I'd eat them, they'd put them on, they'd kill wild geese, you know, and put them around, you know, my mother would, different things.
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember having had any mistakes?
I don't believe I did.
Make them in little round, you know, little kind of long.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I tell you, we were just a little bit different now. I had two sisters, and they both married before I was big enough to know them almost. And then we moved off down at that church school at Epworth. That's just below Blue Ridge here. And those northern Yankees come in there, you know. You had to cook, the woman had to cook the way they wanted, and there wasn't much money in the South back then.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I reckon we more or less learned to eat like they did.
Uh-huh. Well, now, who were these people who came down to the Boyden
they
house?
They was old retired preachers from these conferences, and they'd send school barrels down here. I mean barrels of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd be divided out the children of all around.
Uh-huh.
And
I guess times were pretty hard then, weren't they?
Well, I may seen time we seen $1 one year since we married.
Good gracious.
29 to 30.
For goodness sake.
Well, you couldn't get money nowhere.
See, what do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
What is it, poker? Hot.
Well, what is, ma'am? I don't know.
Poke cakes.
Okay. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour, like you buy in the store?
We just call it loaf bread.
Okay. Will you say that once again for me?
Loaf.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry? Well, it's round, and it's got a hole in the middle, and it's sweet.
Donut.
Okay. Let's see, do you ever have homemade donuts? Do you ever have them made at home?
Uh-huh, we have.
And are they made with baking powder or with yeast?
I don't know.
I have to ask the authority.
Well, now, just to tell you, I've made them, but I don't know. It's been so long since I've made them, I wouldn't know. But I think they're made with baking powder. I don't think you make them with yeast.
Okay.
But you can make yeast biscuits.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, let's see, would you call it a donut, whether it was made at home or whether it was bought in the store?
I think so.
All right. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Hot cakes.
Or pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog but salted but not smoked?
Side? Streak of lean?
Okay.
A lot of them come streak of lean.
Okay.
That comes from Alabama, I think that word did.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?